After snatching the Mississippi away from the Confederacy, the Union's next step on the Western Front was to move in on Chattanooga, Tennessee, a major Southern railroad center. Union General William Rosecrans began his campaign on December 31, 1862, when he sent Confederate troops retreating toward Chattanooga in the Battle of Murfreesboro. 9 months later, Rosecrans' army tracked down the Confederate troops at Chickamauga Creek in Georgia, just across the border from Chattanooga. There, the reinforced Confederates rallied and drove the Union troops back to Chattanooga. They failed to achieve a total victory when Union General George Thomas stepped up to fend off the Confederate attackers. Meanwhile, General Ulysses S. Grant was given command of all Union armies in the West on October 16th. 5 weeks later, the two armies confronted each other again at Lookout Mountain, south of Chattanooga. Union General Joseph Hooker then met up with Thomas and attacked Confederate troops on top of Missionary Ridge, finally securing Chattanooga for the North.